Bob Johnson is a relatively new student out in western Michigan, and he happened to catch me sitting in the snow waiting for my wife outside of the knitting shop on a Saturday with an overflowing refrigerator call. So we talked, and I helped him out. This is an example of a typical technical service call. So here's what happened when I called Bob back.
There, Bob?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So you got a refrigerator that's water pouring out of the bottom? Did you solve it yet?
It's intermittent. I mean, when I got there, there was water everywhere.
Okay.
I checked everything over. The only place that I could find any leak whatsoever was just a little tiny leak on the water valve.
Yeah.
And I told the woman, I fixed that. And I told her, I said, you know, for the volume of water you have here, I'm pretty sure that wasn't the problem, but at least we took care of that. And I sat there and watched it for a while, had her run her water, had her do everything I could think of to try and induce it to happen.
Okay.
And nothing.
Alright, well, let me tell you what
I tried everything up. I took off, and she called me like 2.5 hours later and said, Bob, she said, I got water just gushing out of the bottom of the refrigerator again.
Alright, well, I'll bet you dollars to donuts you've got a bad ice maker water valve.
Okay.
You know, the thing is probably calling for fill on the ice maker, which happens, you know, every once in a while.
Right. Right.
And then it's not shutting off. So it's overflowing the ice maker, going right down into the evaporator drain pan, and then it goes down into the pan, down into the bottom of the refrigerator. So,
all right. Well, that makes sense. That would make sense.
And is she, did you check the freezer to see if she had ice?
She said, I didn't check it myself. I asked her, I said, do you have any problems with the freezer? I said, is it thawing or anything like that? She said, no. She said, the kids just had ice cream last night, and it was nice and hard, and everything's fine.
Oh, it would be cold enough, but I suspect that the little fill tube, you know, the tilted tube that flows into the ice maker, it's probably blown loose or knocked to the side, so the water's not going into the ice maker. It's just going right down the evaporator into the hole at the bottom.
Okay. So it's
gotta
either
be
that or the water valve.
Well, one and the same. If it's, well, yeah, I mean, it could have been knocked off, but you know from the book, if it's frozen, if that tube is frozen, you got to replace the valve, right?
Right, right, right.
So it's all going to be a bad water valve. It's the only source of water you got.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
So
that would explain why I didn't do it while I was there. I did it once the water called for it from the ice maker.
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And eventually it's shutting off. So it's almost shot, but not completely.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, cool.
There you go.
For your help, sir.
Okay, Bob. See ya.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.